Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and worldwide. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Oh, God, that you will move for them in a special way. And, Father, we give your name the praise, and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This morning, we're going to kind of pick up from where we were on last week. We're going to go into the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, 1 through the 4th verse. And last week, we talked about the great Christian race. But this time, we're going to talk about lay aside the weight and sin. Last week, we dealt with the weights. And we said that every weight is not a sin, but every sin is a weight. So let's go to the book of Hebrews 12 and 1 through verse 4. And the Bible says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author, the founder, and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And now that comes from the ESV version. Let's see how King James Version read. And it doesn't differ that much. And it reads, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of grace. The third verse says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And on last week, we talked about the race that is set before us. We talked about the race, the test of faith, and this race is to run it with patience. The test of faith in this world is to run the race with patience. Why? Because looking unto Jesus, he's the author and finisher of our faith. Let's really go to Hebrews. Yeah, that we'll stay there. Laying aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset us. So we look in verse 2. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So look back up at the first verse. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Here the author is saying, and sometimes the author is referred to as Paul, but then again, the author is also referred to as Luke. But actually, we really don't know between the two of them who is the actual author. But we do know that the author in Hebrews is talking about laying aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus. He is our hope. He is our deliverer. Looking unto Jesus. That's where endurance comes from. On last week, we talked about weights that would hold us back. We talked about weights that would keep you from running the race. We must lay aside every weight and aside the sin that so easily traps us. The word lay aside means to take off, to strip off, and to remove, as in taking off clothes. So the Christian runner must strip off every weight. This means any excess weight and bunk of the body. It means that anything that holds you back. A weight. We stated that a weight is not a sin, but a sin is always a weight. Because if you're carrying around sin, you're carrying around a heavy load. So you are weighted down. That's why the songwriter said, I got rid of my heavy load. He said, heavy load, heavy load. I got rid of my heavy load. Heavy load involves the weight, the things that you're carrying, the things of the world that you're holding on to. The sin is that thing that entraps us. It's that thing that we are missing the mark on a daily basis. So this week we'll talk about the sin that so easily distracts us. The Christian runner must strip off the sin which so easily trips or besets him. The word easily besets means the sin which clings to you, the sin that distracts, the sin that entangles and trips up the Christian runner. Let's say that again. We will talk about the sin that so easily distracts you, that clings to you, it entangles you, and it trips you up. So that's why the runner said, he talked about the sin that so easily beset you. When something so easily besets you, your focus is not there. It is the picture of clothing flapping around a person while he's running. It entangles and trips him up and he falls. What is a sin that entangles and traps believers? There are various sins that have suggested as common to all believers. So it may be pride. It may be the tongue. It may be the sins of the flesh. It may be worldly possessions. It may be worldly, just possessions, period. It may be worldly friends. It may be anything that takes your attention from God. And if it takes your attention and you're entrapped with it, it's keeping you from moving forward. So how can a Christian run this race? You must run the race being free. You have to be free of the weights. You have to be free of the sin that so easily besets you, that so easily entangles you. And Job 11:14 says, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacle. Here Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55:7. Here we're talking about the Christian man, the Christian woman, the one that's running the race. but yet get so easily besetted. That's why Hebrews 12 and the first verse says, to lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily beset you. Just think about, picture in your mind of a runner, of an athlete that's running a race. Think about a marathon in the natural. They can't run if they're weighted down. They can't run if they have 5 pounds of weight on their shoulder or in their hand holding it. They can't run freely if they have weight around their ankles, because they must be free to run. So it is in the Christian world. You must take off things that holds you back in order to run freely the race that is set before you. Why? Because the third verse says, consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. So even though you're running this Christian race, you must consider Jesus. Right here, the verse says, the next verse says, looking unto him, Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, knowing that he made the touchdown for us. Let's just put it in everyday language. He made the touchdown. So if we are running a race, we must continue to run. It may seem like you're not getting anywhere, but you got to take the weight off. You got to take the sin off. You have to lay aside the sin and the weights that so easily entangles you, that so easily get your mind and get your focus on what you're doing, because you must continue to keep your eyes on Jesus. If you continue to keep your eyes and your focus on Jesus, we will win the race. You won't have no other choice but to win the race. Why? Because your eyes is on Jesus. You are focusing on him and you are following him. So you will win the race. So that's why Hebrews said again, wherefore seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So we have reasons to make this election sure, to make our election sure, because Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And because he's the author and finisher of our faith, we have a great cloud of witnesses that has gone on before us. They are looking down and say, you can do it. You can do it. We made it. You can do it. And everyone that's running the race, making heaven their home, following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want to say to you today, you can make it. But you must make it by laying aside every weight and every sin that has you bound. Everything that holds you back, you must let it go. So today, I would like to say to you, in my conclusion, release it, the weight, the sin that has you bound. You can have victory over your besetting sins. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, I ask that you give us a call, that you would write us, that you would write us at Hope for Today, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia, 31418. Go to our website, that is hopefortodayministry.org. You can donate there. Until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.